For sure. Socrates poisoned again after 25 centuries. Responses to questions from disciples and press correspondents given in Crete, Greece. Discourse number 20.
These questions to Heaven magazine, quality of spirit. The first question. Western societies have developed a complex control system for every existence. People spend billions of dollars a year for it, and to visit the hospital and hospital facilities, all the transplantation, and in preventing infections. But it seems that people are more sick than they ever were before. What is that?
The Western medical science has taken men apart from nature. A separate unit. That is one of the biggest faults that has been committed. Man is part of nature. And his health is nothing but to be at ease with nature. Western medicine takes a mechanical view of man. So wherever mechanical can be successful, it is successful. But man is not a machine. Man is an organic unity. And man needs not only the treatment of the part that is sick. The sick part is only a symptom that the whole organism is going through difficulties. The sick part is only showing it because it is the weakest. You treat the sick part, you are successful. But then somewhere else, the disease appears. You have prevented the disease expressing itself through the sick part. You have made it stronger, but you don't understand that man is a whole. Either he is sick or he is healthy. There is no station between the two. He should be taken as a whole organism. I will give you a few examples which can make it clear to you. Acupuncture in China was developed near about 7,000 years before by an accident. A hunter was trying to kill a deer. But as his arrow was moving towards the deer, a man, not knowing what is happening, came in between. And the arrow hit the man's leg. The man has been suffering from migraine his whole life. The moment the arrow hit his leg, the migraine disappears. This was very strange. Nobody has thought about it in that way. Out of that accident, the whole acupuncture developed and developed to a full science. So if you go to an acupuncturist and you say that something is wrong with my eyes, or something is wrong with my head, or something is wrong with my liver, he may not bother about your liver, your head, or your eyes. He will think of the whole organism. And he will try to heal you, not just the part that is sick. Acupuncture has developed 700 points discovered into man's body. Man's body is a bioelectric phenomenon. It has a certain electricity. Alive. Hence we call it bioelectricity. This bioelectricity has 700 points in the body. And each point relates to some part of the body which may be far away from the point. That's what has happened in that accident. The arrow has hit a bioelectric point which relates to the head, and the migraine disappears. Acupuncture is more holistic. The difference has to be understood. When you take man as a machine, you take a partial view of him. If his hand is sick, you just treat the hand. You don't bother about his whole body, of which the hand is only a part. The mechanical outlook is partial. It succeeds, but its success is not real success, because the same disease which has been repressed in the hand by the medicine, surgery, and other things, it starts expressing somewhere else in a worse form. So medicine has developed tremendously. Surgery has become a great science. But man is suffering more from diseases, sicknesses, than he has ever suffered. This dilemma can be understood. Man should be taken as a whole. Treat him as an organic unity. But the problem with modern medicine, Western medicine, is it does not think that you have any soul, that you have anything more than body, mind, structures. You are also a machine. Your eyes can be replaced, your hands can be replaced, your legs can be replaced. Sooner or later, brains will be replaced. But do you think if we can make Albert Einstein's brain, while he is dying, remove it before death is certain and transplant it, for example, in the skull of Pola the Pope? Do you think he will become an Albert Einstein? The brain is only a part. He will become a strange phenomenon, a cross breed between a Pollock and Albert Einstein. At this right now, he is perfectly a Pollock. Then he will be in a limbo, not knowing who he is, a Pope or a physicist. This we are already doing. We transfuse blood, we change people's other parts, we have mechanical hearts. A man with a mechanical heart cannot be the same man as a real, authentic heart. The man with a mechanical heart will not have anything like love. Even if he loves, he will love through the mind. His love will be, "I think I love you." It will not be direct from the heart. He has no heart. In India, medical science developed almost 5,000 years before, and you will be surprised to know that whatever surgery we have today is exactly described by Susrut, one of the greatest surgeons in the East. In ancient scriptures, 5,000 to 7,000 years old. But it was abandoned. That's the point I want your notice to. Why a science that was developed was abandoned. because it was found that surgery takes man as a mechanism, and man is not a mechanism. Rather than destroying man, they abandoned surgery. All the finest instruments that surgery uses are described by Susrut in his scriptures. All the operations, even the brain operations, are described in full detail as if it is a modern textbook on surgery. But it is 7,000 or at least 5,000 years old. They developed it to the same point where we are, and they must have faced the same problem that we are facing. They must have found that something is basically wrong. We go on working so much, and the sickness and the disease goes on increasing. Even if we make a person without sickness, that does not mean that he is healthy. Absence of sickness is not health. That is very negative definition. Health should have something more positive, because health is the positive thing. Sickness is the negative thing. Now the negative is defining the positive. Health is the feeling of well-being. Your whole body functioning at its peak without any disturbance. And you feel a certain well-being, a certain at-one-ment with existence. That was not happening through surgery. India abandoned the whole science. Developed a totally different approach, Ayurveda, which means the science of life. It is significant. In the West, we call it medicine. Medicine simply indicates towards sickness. Health has nothing to do with medicine. Medicine means that the whole science is devoted to cure you from sicknesses. Ayurveda has a different approach. It is the science of life. It helps you not to cure sicknesses, but to prevent sicknesses happening. To keep you so healthy that the sickness becomes impossible. And the ways of the East and West are different on this point. Whether man is a machine or man is a spiritual entity with a wholeness. A new phenomenon has supported East tremendously, that is Kirlian photography in Soviet Union. A great scientist and photographer, Kirlian, has been able to develop such sensitive films and lenses and cameras that he can take pictures of the future. For example, you give him a bird and he photographs it, and the photograph is of a flower, not of a bird. And when the bud blossoms, it is exactly the same as the photograph that Kirlian has taken. He has caught some future development before it's happening. The same he has tried on human beings, and he has found strange conclusions which fit with the Eastern attitude, but which are absolutely against the mechanical attitude of Western medicine. For example, a man's one finger is cut in an accident. Immediately he is photographed by Kirlian. The picture shows four fingers, but it also shows the aura of the fifth. A faint picture of the fifth, which is missing. So what is coming into the photograph? The finger was not just material. There was something inner to it, the spiritual part of it, which comes into the photograph. Kirlian has been able to predict diseases that will happen to somebody after 6 months, just by taking photographs, x-rays. He can say that this person is going to have tuberculosis within 6 months, because his photographs already have it. And he has always proved right. The doctors refused to believe him in the beginning because the man shows no symptoms of tuberculosis. Their x-ray and their methods have nothing to say about the man. He seems to be perfectly healthy. There is no sickness present. But one question Kirlian has raised: that man does not feel well-being. He is healthy. According to the textbooks of Western medicine, but according to the Eastern way of thinking, he is not healthy, because he is not feeling an overflowing energy of life. Something in him is developing and destroying his well-being. And anybody who reported to Kirlian that he is not feeling well, although he cannot pinpoint his sickness, he immediately photographed him and found what is going to happen to him. it has tremendous implications. It means people can be prevented from being sick before they are ever sick, because now we have methods to know 6 months ahead. Why actually 6 months? I was puzzled when I came to know about Kirlian and his work, because in the East from my childhood I have heard one say that before death comes, 6 months before, a man stops seeing his own tip of nose. Because eyes start turning up, so he cannot see his own tip of nose. That is a sure sign. That is described in Ayurvedic scriptures thousands of years old, that you can know that you are going to die within 6 months if you cannot see your tip of nose. Your eyes are preparing to turn upwards. All over the world, the moment a person dies, people close his eyes. Why they close the eyes? Because they are afraid people looking just the white of his eyes. His eyes have gone up. Only the whiteness has remained. Children are there, young people are there. It is better not to let them know. Immediately eyes are closed. And it is strange that everybody dies with eyes open. Because when the eye is turning up, the eyelid cannot go down. The whole energy is moving upwards. I was amazed because of the time limit, 6 months. Kirlian says 6 months before every sickness can be known. And every person should go for a checkup. In every hospital there should be Kirlian photography arrangement. So everybody can know beforehand what kind of trouble he is heading towards, and that can be prevented. But that means you will have to change your idea of man taking as a machine. A machine has no future. Kirlian has tried taking pictures of a car, but he has not been able to find that something is going to be wrong within the next hour. That the car will not start. No machines have any future. Hence, what is going to happen cannot be pictured. Secondly, what Western medicine has done is made people less immune. If you go in India, you will see in the same river, buffaloes are enjoying their bath, donkeys are drinking, people are taking baths, clothes are being washed, and the same water is being drunk. And nobody feels sick. Nobody falls victim to infection. But the Western man going to India immediately feels trouble. He cannot drink any water available because every water is polluted, every water has amoebas, every water is not right for drinking. He can only take soda water. His immunity has been destroyed by too much protection. Real medicine should give you immunity rather than take it away. It should make you more stronger, capable to fight with any infection, rather than make you weak so that you are vulnerable to all kinds of infections. It is a known fact that rich people fall sick more than poor people. Poor people cannot afford. Rich people can afford. In the East, poverty is great. Those poor people are not having even enough food. If they can manage one meal a day, that is very fortunate. But they are not sick. The rich people, even in the East, are more sick. In the Eastern science of medicine, that is Ayurveda, few diseases are defined as royal diseases. They happen to only very rich people or to royalties. For example, tuberculosis is known as a royal disease. First, you have to be able to afford it. A poor man cannot have tuberculosis. From another direction, one very famous psychologist, Delgado, has been working on animals, and he was surprised to know that if rats are given one meal a day, they live their life double than the rats who are given two meals a day. Their life span is cut to half. He himself was surprised. Less food and longer life, more food and lesser life, now he has come with the theory that one meal is perfectly enough. Otherwise, you are loading the system of digestion, and which causes the cut in your life span. But what about people who are taking five meals a day? The medicine will not allow them to die, but will not allow them either to live. They will simply vegetate. Man has to be reconsidered from all traditions, from all different sources. Whatever facts have become available, man has to be reconsidered, and a totally new medical approach has to be evolved, which take note of acupuncture, which take note of Ayurveda, which take note of Greek medicine, which takes note of Delgado and his researches, which takes note of the fact that man is not a machine, and man is a multidimensional spiritual being, and you should behave with him in the same way. And health should not be defined negatively, that you don't have any sickness so you are healthy. Health should find some positive definition. I understand why they have not been able to find a positive definition, because sickness is objective and the feeling of well-being is subjective. And the Western medicine does not accept that there is any subject in you. It only accepts your body. It does not accept you. Man has to be accepted in his totality. and all other methods that have been used around the world should be brought into a synthesis. They are not against each other. Right now they are functioning as if they are against each other. They should be brought to a synthesis that will give you a better view of man and a better life for human beings. For example, acupuncture is by and by being accepted because the 700 electric, bioelectric points discovered by the acupuncturists thousands of years before are again discovered by Kirlian photographs. He has pictured them. You can count them, they are exactly 700. And you should appreciate the genius of the people who had no cameras, who had no sensitive films. Still they managed to find out those 700 points exactly the same. It is now well known by brain surgeons particularly that everything has its center in the brain. If your hand becomes paralyzed, it is stupid to treat the hand. You cannot treat it. Then the only suggestion, the mechanical suggestion, will be cut it away and put a mechanical hand which will be at least movable. You can do something with it. This hand is absolutely useless. It has died. It has not died. Some center in your head controls this hand. That center has to be cured. The hand has not to be touched at all. That center is not working. There is some problem with the center. Sooner or later, the whole medicine is going to become dominated by the brain centers. Those centers are having control on everything in the body. Something goes wrong in the center, it is only symbolically represented by the outer part in the body, and you start treating the outer part. You don't go deep enough. Modern Western medicine is superficial. You should go to the very root. Why this hand has suddenly become paralyzed? The center in the brain is in some trouble. And that center can be cured very easily. It is a bioelectric center. You will be surprised to know that once it happened in Sweden, a beautiful woman something went wrong in her inner electric system, and she started giving shocks to people. To shake hands with the woman, you needed tremendous courage. Her husband applied for divorce, because to make love to her means getting such an electric shock that he will fall out of the bed. Even her own children were to be kept separately. And it was examined by medical people. They had no way to find, they have never heard such kind of a disease. It was not a disease, just some electric wires got entangled, something went wrong in her electrical system. That woman was the first to give the idea that body is running through bioelectricity. They put a 5-volt bulb in her hand and it came to light. And that woman became of tremendous importance to understand man. Perhaps when you are not feeling well-being, it is just that your battery has running out. You need some recharging. If your hand has gone paralyzed, perhaps the center has lost its electricity. It can be recharged. No medicine is needed, no surgery is needed. We are in a position now to look at men from different angles, as different societies in different cultures in different times have treated men. And sometimes strange things seem to be working. They should be accepted rather than rejected. For example, 70% diseases are only in your mind. You don't have them. You just think you have them. Now, for these diseases to give you allopathic medicine is dangerous, because all allopathic medicine is somehow or other connected with many poisons. If you have a disease, the medicine is good. But if you don't have the disease but only the idea, then homeopathy is the best, because it harms nobody. it has nothing in it. But it is a great help to humanity. Thousands of people are getting cured by homeopathy. The question is not whether homeopathy is real medicine or not. The question is, if people are having unreal diseases, you need some unreal medical system for them. Homeopathy has nothing in it. But there are people who don't have any sickness but are getting tortured with the idea that they have it. Homeopathy will help them immediately. It cures people, but it never harms anybody. It is bogus medicine. But what to do with a bogus humanity? The Indian medicine practitioners don't have any instruments, sophisticated mechanisms, X-ray or other things. Even the stethoscope, they don't have it. They just check your heartbeat. And it has been functioning perfectly well for thousands of years. And they find it out because the heartbeat is your very center of life. If something is not perfect, it gives them indications what has to be done. Rather than treating the disease, they will try to make your heartbeat more harmonious. Their medicine will help your heartbeat to be more harmonious, and immediately the disease disappears. You think the disease has been treated. The disease was only a symptom. That's why in Ayurveda they could discard surgery completely. Because it was reducing man into a machine. And when things can be done very easily without poisoning the system of man, by minerals, by herbs, natural things, then why unnecessarily go on giving men poisons, which are going to have their side effects? Perhaps that is one of the reasons that medicine has grown and evolved, and side by side disease goes on growing. You treat one disease, but you treat by poison. The disease will be gone, but the poison is left in the system. And that poison is going to create its own effects. So all herbal medicines, all mineral medicines, and things like homeopathy, this should be all combined. There should be only one science with different branches. And the medical person has to decide to which branch this man has to be sent. It is no use telling somebody that you don't have the disease. It is no use at all. He simply will change the doctor. That is the only effect. He will love the doctor who says you have the disease. I used to know a quack. He was a very clever man. The moment you entered his dispensary, before meeting him, you had to pass through his lab just to create impression on you. And he had a big lab of strange instruments. And he will not use ordinary things, for example, not a stethoscope to check your heartbeat. But you will have to lie down on a table, and it is the stethoscope, nothing else, but made in a different way. Two big bottles with different colors, water in them, and the water starts jumping up and down with her heartbeat. And you are more impressed than by just an ordinary stethoscope. And he watches, and you are watching, and I asked him, said, why you do all this nonsense? He has made his whole lab that the patient, by the time he was examined, was almost cured. He said, just human psychology. It does not need treatment. And it has been found in many experiments that allopathy succeeds in 70% cases. Homeopathy also succeeds in 70% cases. Ayurveda also succeeds in 70% cases. Acupuncture also succeeds in the same way. It is strange. It seems few people are willing to be cured. 70% people are willing to be cured. Any kind of medicine helps. And few people have lost the will to live. Then no medicine can help. because the basic will to live is no more there. They have already died. They are only waiting for the funeral time. These people do not need medicine, they need a different kind of therapy which gives them will to live again. That is their basic thing, only then any other medicine will help. All these things have to be combined together into a synthetic whole. And man can be completely free from diseases, and man can be able to live at least 300 years, that is scientific estimate. His body has the possibility to go on renewing it for 300 years. So whatever we have been doing is basically wrong, because a man dies at 70. And there are proofs. In a part of Kashmir which is now part of Pakistan, Pakistan has occupied it. People live very easily to 150 years. In Russia, there are many people who are 150 years old, and there are people who have even reached to 180. Now, these people's foods, their habits should be studied, and those foods and those habits should be made known to people. A person of 180 years in Soviet Russia, in a particular part of Caucasus, still works in the field just like any young man. He is not even old. His food, his way of living, has to be looked into very deeply. And there are many people in that area, only in that area, Caucasus. That area has produced really strong people. Joseph Stalin himself was from that area. George Gurdjieff was from that area. Tremendously strong people. Medicine needs a totally new orientation. And it is possible now, because everything is known, what has happened around the world. Just we should not be from the very beginning prejudiced. The people who are working, researching for new medicines, go on declaring new successes in their fields, but their successes in their scientific research work has nothing to do with what humanity is continuously doing. They are unrelated. For example, homosexuality has created AIDS. Scientists are not responsible for it. Medical profession is not responsible for it. But in some way, it has supported the basic cause that creates homosexuality. For example, no medical person, no Nobel Prize winner, medicine man has the guts to say that celibacy is unnatural, and sooner or later it is going to create troubles. The problem is that the scientist is also an ordinary human being. He is a Catholic, he is a Hindu, he is a Mohammedan. In his lab, while he is doing his work, he is not a Catholic, he is not a Mohammedan. But outside his research work, he is just an ordinary man, with all the prejudices, conditionings. Even though he knows perfectly well through his scientific researches that celibacy is not possible, and if you try for impossible, you are going to get into trouble. And all the religions have been teaching celibacy. And celibacy is the cause of homosexuality. Homosexuality has brought the disease AIDS. Now the scientific person should be courageous enough to get rid of his conditions I have seen medical doctors suggesting to students that if you masturbate, you will go blind, which is sheer nonsense. Nobody has ever gone blind because of masturbation. And those who have gone blind have not gone blind because of masturbation. That you will become an idiot, retarded, your intelligence will not grow. Medical profession people are also part of the vested interests. They know perfectly well that there is no relationship between blindness and masturbation. They know perfectly well that when a boy is 14, he is now ready by nature to reproduce. A girl, when she is 13, is ready to become a mother. We are preventing these people almost for 10 years. Now, how these 10 years they are going to remain celibate? Rather than helping the poor children, rather than giving them the right guidance, they are just for centuries living on fear, creating fear in them. They will masturbate. Masturbation is not going to be stopped by anything. But now, the joy of masturbation will not be there. They will masturbate with the fear that soon they are going to be blind and their intelligence is not going to grow. Blind they will not go, but if they accept the idea that their intelligence is going to suffer, it is going to suffer. Not because of masturbation, but because of the idea planted in their mind. A scientific medical approach should be to tell to the boys and to the girls that now you are ready as far as nature is concerned. But the society is not ready. Society wants you to be educated. Society needs you to be educated. And these days, 10 years will be difficult for you. And they should tell to the society that make these 10 years as easier as possible. When the pill is there, what is the point? Why not girls and boys have the same hospital? And they should be allowed to make love. In fact, it will give them a great experience and richness for their life, meeting many boys, meeting many girls, they will have a certain idea of what kind of woman they would like to choose when they want to get married, or what kind of men they would like to choose. Right now, without any experience, they have to choose. On small things, we expect experience. I had applied for a post of editorship in a newspaper. The owner took my interview. The first thing was, have you worked somewhere as an editor? I said, what kind of nonsense question is this? Because wherever I will go, this will be the first question. It means I can never work as an editor. Somewhere I have to begin. Why not here? Somewhere I have to begin without experience. If everywhere experience is needed, then God is at fault. He should send people trained typists, trained editors, trained journalists with certificates. The old man was shocked when I said that this is simple nonsense, this is not an interview. You give me the chance. Somebody has to give me the chance first. He thought for a moment and he said, your logic is right. I never thought about it. I have been asking to every candidate, what is your experience? And they all show me their experience. You are the first one who have shown my nonsense. You are accepted. Naturally, somewhere one has to begin. So why not here? In small things you are asking for experience, and a lifelong affair, the meeting of men and women to live together, to have children, to create the new generation, you don't bother about experience. Instead, just the opposite is insisted upon, that the girl should be virgin. Can you see the stupidity of the idea? About boys, they are a little less strict. Because they know boys, they cannot remain virgins. You will be surprised to know that even girls cannot remain virgins. It is against nature. In the Middle Ages, girls were going to the doctors to create a fake virginity. So when for the first time the husband makes love to them, he is satisfied that the girl is virgin. And doctors had arrangements to make the girl look like virgin. But what kind of fake, false society we are living? There cannot be any check on the boys because it is very difficult, and there is no way to know whether the boy is virgin or not. But there is a way for the girl. There is a small, thin, skinny screen. This should remain unbroken. If it is broken, she has lost her virginity. But any doctor can manage it, put a plastic thin screen and deceive the foolish husband and the whole tradition, and that has been done in all the countries where virginity is respected. I have heard here that virginity is one of the great things in Greece. Although it is impossible to find a single virgin. Those 10 years are of immense importance because boys and girls can have enrichment, experience, knowing others, feeling who can be the right person. What kind of qualities will be the right qualities with whom they feel most intimate? If the medical profession is really scientific, it will tell to the society that the girls and the boys should be given freedom to experiment before they decide for their whole life. This will avoid masturbation, this will avoid homosexuality, this will avoid lesbianism, and this will avoid AIDS. And they have to tell to the boys and girls that you have to take every care. The pill is there for women, the pill has existed for many years. Now recently they have made a pill for men too. So be on the pill, so you are completely safe. Virginity is not the real thing, the pill is the real thing. They should tell to the students that you have to go into experience, and they have to tell to the society that your demands are unnatural and your fears are absolutely false. then there will be a parallel success. Their new inventions will not immediately be thrown overboard by new diseases. And about their discoveries, they have to remember the whole man. Because for 50 years they have changed so many medicines because they were found to create new diseases. When a medicine is first discovered, there is great euphoria in the scientific circles that now we have come to find something for the disease. But they don't think that this medicine may have its own effects, short term, long term. And that's what is going on. Medicines go on growing, and nobody connects, because the result may come after 20 years. You may have taken the medicine 20 years before. And after 20 years, you will find a new disease happening to you, because the medicine was not natural. It was not in harmony with the cosmos. It was just invented by a man for a certain disease, without taking account of the whole life of a man, and without thinking what after effects, byproducts of this medicine can be. The medical profession has to be more responsible. It is not just a profession. It has to be more compassionate. And before they experiment with human beings, they have to work with their medicines and have to be perfectly satisfied that these medicines are not going to create bad effects ever.